broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
All right, Stone Peyton Lee Cantor here with you right out of the box here at ATD ICE 2017. Lee, this is going to be a fun time. We're going to be here like 2.5-3 days. I cannot think of a better way to kick this thing off than by introducing from Transforming Sales Results, Mr. Mike Kunkel. How you doing, man?
Hey, I am great, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing well. Now, Mike, can you share a little bit about what you're up to now?
Yeah, so I finally planted a flag and started a company, Transforming Sales Results, LLC. And I have been working with companies who want to, guess what, transform their sales results. So the name was apropos. Actually, it's been the name of my blog for the past 7-8 years. And so I just planted that flag, and I'm doing training work, content management work, anything along the sales performance ecosystem that will lift sales results. And I'm doing a lot of work with some really interesting companies, forming some strategic partnerships that I think are going to be very exciting announcements later this year. One of them is in the IoT space, which is sort of a buzzword and hot thing right now.
That's right, Internet of Things.
Internet of Things, right. And that company is Fastlane, and they'll be launching an exciting new division called Digital Transformation. We'll be doing a lot of work together. So it's been a really exciting time.
So now you're here at the ATD conference to speak, right?
I am, yeah. I think this is year five or six, actually. So we're going to be talking this time about how to transform results with a systems approach to sales.
Now, what exactly is a systems approach to sales?
Yeah, so that's a good question, right? And the short answer is it's the application of systems thinking to sales, right? But a system is really sort of a dynamic and a complex whole, which is made up of the smaller moving parts. And an example is a car is a system, right?
Sure.
It's got a drivetrain, an exhaust system, an electrical system, and more. And when you get the car tuned up and all the systems are operating well together, well, it runs well, right? Human body is another example. We have respiratory, cardiac, digestive systems and others, and when the body's systems are all functioning well, then the person's healthy and capable. In the same way, right, organizations have systems. We got various functions, processes, policies, practices, other things that when you align them, you get those various systems kind of humming and working together. That's when you can really radically transform sales results. That's what we're going to talk about this afternoon.
Now, in a company, how many systems are there typically?
So, I mean, there are dozens, really, right? And this is part of the problem. It's more than you want me to list, and it's more than the average business leader, especially busy sales leaders, can digest. And so the real problem is that it becomes so complex that people step back and their eyes roll up in their heads. And
they just tune out.
They tune out, right? And they go back to what they normally do. They go back to trying to do it harder, faster, longer to get better results, and that rarely works.
So now... You're saying that the systems approach will get better results than that kind of just powering through?
Yeah, absolutely, right? So in any sales organization, I found that there are four key systems that really work. Now, you know, compensation is a system, for example, and getting that right helps.
That's good that you lead with that, because money kind of is good incentive usually.
It's big, right? But you'd be surprised. It's not one of the top four, right?
Really?
Yeah, territory optimization is a system, right? And getting reps pointed at the right accounts matters. But if they can't sell to those accounts, doesn't matter how well you incent them, doesn't matter who you're pointed at, right? So I've got four systems that I have seen over the past 15, 16 years. When you get these in alignment, it radically moves the needle. And those systems are the selection system, getting the right people hired into the right seats on the bus, what I call the sales support system, which some people would think about as sales readiness or sales enablement, by remembering that behavior is a function of the person and the environment. So if you get the right person and you put them into the right environment that teaches them the right things and supports what they need to do, they perform better. Years ago, Gary Rumler, one of the fathers of performance improvement, said if you put a good person in a bad system, the system wins almost every time.
System,
right?
Eat them up,
right? It's like the Drucker quote, right? You know, culture eats strategy for lunch. So if you get the right environment, that helps. And then next, learning is so critical, right, which is why I'm talking about this here at ATD. And you have to have a sales learning system that's an outgrowth of that support system. And because most learning and most training that's done, especially sales training, is just not moving the needle because it's not implemented well. Right? You need to be able to train them the right content that'll produce results in the real world, but then you have to be able to sustain that, and then actually to transfer it, to get them to use it on the job. And then just because somebody learned something and has the guts to try it doesn't mean they're going to do it really well out of the gate. So then you have to have sales managers that are prepared to coach them to mastery over time. And if you get that learning system right, you really will drive results through your training for a change. And then lastly is the sales management system, because frontline sales managers truly are a force multiplier for sales results. So if you get the right people in the right seats, you put a support system and environment around them that encourages them to do what they need to do, you train them, and then you support that training in ways that help get it used, and you coach them to mastery, and you have your sales managers in a management operating rhythm and doing the things that they need to do, you can really move the needle on the metrics that matter for your company.
Now, is this something that you have to implement all four in order for this to work? Or is it, can you start with one and then kind of work your way through the process?
Yeah, that's a great question, because even though I said the other systems, there's so many it's overwhelming, even looking at these four can feel like you're swallowing an elephant. So, no, in fact, the smartest thing to do really is to look at the systems and say, how am I doing against each one of those, against the ideal state, and where does it make the most sense to start? And in most cases, I've done these in a phased approach. Sometimes a couple of the projects have been concurrent, they've run at the same time, but usually I phase it. And for example, if your organization just isn't going to be hiring many more people for the next 6 months, why would you start with a selection system, right?
Right.
But if you've got a ton of people who are struggling on the job currently, maybe the sales support system and the sales management systems might be the ones that will help you get the best results out of the gate. So you can actually use the systems themselves as a diagnostic to figure out where to start. And phasing them makes a lot of sense, because it's like the old joke, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Now, is this something that when you're talking to senior sales leaders, are they kind of jumping all over this, or do you have to explain it a bit?
Yeah, so you guys know the answer to that question, right? This has probably been the single biggest challenge, and there's no slight to the sales leaders, right? But you think about how most sales leaders got to be sales leaders. Most of them were frontline salespeople in their organizations, and they rose up to the ranks, and they're at the top of the heap. And now they've got this massive pressure to make the number, and we know that the average turnover rate for these top sales leaders is 18 to 24 months. So put somebody in that kind of pressure cooker and then say, oh, by the way, I've got these four systems, and if you do all this work,
just you're trust me on this.
Just trust me on this. That's right. All right. So that is probably the toughest sell. And it is just like when you're selling a complex solution to a customer, it's an education process. These guys didn't get there by being dumb, right? They just necessarily haven't been exposed to organization design or development or HPT, human performance technology, right? If you educate them on these things, you always see the heads nod. Now, getting the focus to execute, that's something where you really have to influence and get a lot of people aligned in the organization, because even if you get agreement, even if you run the projects, the magic is always in the execution and staying the course rather than getting caught up in the flavor of the month.
Now, what's something that you do or say that really kind of gets them on board, where the light bulb goes off and they say, you know what, I'm going to take a swing at this?
Well, it's just like when you're selling, right? Having proof points and case studies help, right? So I'm fortunate that I've done this a bunch of times, and I've seen some pretty decent results. So if I share the circumstances and what we did and the results that we got, and then I try to translate that into what that could mean for the company that, you know, that we're in at that time, or that I'm working with at that time. That's usually the best way to approach it and help them see what they could gain from it and do a cost-benefit analysis.
Now, is there a story you can share with us of maybe a success story? You don't have to name the name of the company, but maybe that illustrates how this works in the wild?
Yeah, absolutely. So I came into a company that had grown up with real top producers that the owners had handpicked and had known and worked with in the past. And they were trying to grow because the company was doing really well. But the new salespeople were failing at horrendous rates. So it was like a something like a 75% new hire turnover.
Ouch.
And you look at the 80-20 rule, right? This company had 11% of its top producers producing over 94% of the revenue. And the company leaders knew that wasn't sustainable. So they were looking to make a change. So it wasn't that difficult to sell in that case. And we did over time, it was an 18-month process, we implemented all four of the systems and radically transformed that organization. Something like a $398 million year-over-year incremental revenue growth accretive that the CFO and the CEO were willing to attribute to the work that we had done. And the new hire turnover went from 75% down to below 25%.
Well, is there a website or a place somebody can go to learn more if they want to have a more substantive conversation?
Yeah, sure. You can just go to Mike Kunkle, KUNKLE.com, or TransformingSalesResults.com, redirects right there. So pretty easy to get me, and I'm plastered all over LinkedIn and Twitter and social media, so it won't be tough to hunt down.
All right, before we let you go, strategy, objective, mission for your participation here in the show. I know you're going to speak. Mm-hmm. What else do you hope to accomplish while you're here?
Well, I've got a ton of people that and vendors that I want to see on the floor. I've got Barry Kaufman from Fastlane is going to be here with me for a few days, and we're working on some strategic things together and touching base. I also want to introduce some people to Training Pros, who I know sponsored this show, because these guys do a phenomenal job at helping fill the gaps of instructional designers or trainers or whatever an organization might need. And I'm going to listen to a lot of radio shows, I think.
There you go. Good stuff. You're going to be a busy guy. Okay, one more time. Where can our folks get in touch with you, have a conversation with you or somebody on your team?
Yep, MikeKunkle.com or Mike@MikeKunkle.com. Kunkle is KUNKLE. Or the company is Transforming Sales Results, and that.com will redirect right to my site.
All right, we'll be back in a few from the trade show floor at 2017 ICE ATD.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.